flutist Sir James Galway has raised the bar for his instrument in much the same way as Jascha Heifetz did for the violin and Charlie Parker did for the saxophone. He truly is a living legend, and this week, along with his wife, renowned flutist Lady Jean Galway, he's headed to the Triad. On Thursday night at 7:30 in R.J. Reynolds Memorial Auditorium, the Galways will join conductor Robert Moody and the Winston-Salem Symphony for a festive one-night-only gala event featuring music by Sir Peter Maxwell Davies, Walter Piston, and Mozart's Second Flute Concerto. You'll find links to ticket information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Sir James Galway has performed with practically every major orchestra and distinguished conductor in the world, including his early work as principal flutist with London Symphony, Royal Philharmonic, and later the Berlin Philharmonic under Herbert von Karajan. But he's also shared the stage with Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Ray Charles, Joni Mitchell, and Pink Floyd, selling more than 30 million albums along the way. Sir James recently spoke with me from his hotel room in Boca Raton, Florida, and I began by asking what motivates him a half century into his unparalleled professional career.
Well, I like to get it right for myself. You know, it's the same when you play golf. You're not trying to beat Tiger Woods. You're just trying to get it in the hole, right?
Yeah. Well, I kind of get that. I was a clarinetist and remember spending an entire lesson playing one measure of music with my teacher and just thinking about the sound and stuff like that. I'm wondering, inside your mind, Sir James, when you're trying to get it right, trying to get it in the hole, what sorts of things come up after a performance that make you think or motivates you to do it better next time? Just an example or two for the non-musician, I guess, out there.
I'm more of an on-site, at-the-moment type of guy. You know, I fix it as I'm doing it. You know what it's like when you have a reed and you think, oh man, this reed is a killer in the second octave, but it's not so good in the first octave, right?
Oh yeah.
So what do? You make an adjustment for the first octave to try your best to get a good tone anyway. And it's the same with the embouchure and the flute. Sometimes you might have a difficulty with a C sharp or something, getting it in tune. So you really, the next time the C sharp comes up in context in the concert, you really deal with it and nail it.
Was there something that you garnered along the way in terms of performance that you've, in your own way, figured out that you could share that was really meaningful to you along this path?
Well, you know, performance is a very curious thing. You only get better at it doing it. You don't get better at it practicing at home.
Hmm.
You get better standing in front of an audience and doing it. And when I teach the Mozart D major concerto, for example, I'm not teaching it from a perspective of a pedagogue in a classroom who's never played it before. I've played it hundreds of times. I know what happens exactly in every bar of the piece. I know which part in the strings should be brought out in the introduction and all that sort of stuff. I know how to make it work. It's with this armor that I get teaching the kids. I'm drawing on my experience. And I don't mean my experience in a classroom. I mean my experience standing in the front line of the firing squad.
International superstar flutist Sir James Galway. On Thursday night at 7:30 in R.J. Reynolds Memorial Auditorium, he'll join conductor Robert Moody and the Winston-Salem Symphony for a festive one-night-only gala event featuring Mozart's Second Flute Concerto. You'll find links to ticket information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. You'll find my complete interview with Sir James Galway on our website as well. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.